Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were taught when Adam and Eve ate of the fruit, God put angels around the tree of life so they could not eat it and live in their bodies forever. Well, let's end the week with that teaching today. We said God is light, God is love, and God is all these other things, but God is also the Word. The Word is God. The Word was God. No, He was there at the very beginning. In the beginning was the Word, because He is the Creator. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him, and that is by the Word, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Then verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So the Word, this God, was made flesh and dwelt among us. Why? John 1:18 says, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. The wages of sin was death. Final complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. Have you ever wondered why in the garden, when God said, shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and of evil, Adam and Eve fell, they ate it. He put angels, He put those flaming swords around the tree of life. Now, we don't really see the command that He said not to eat of it, but they couldn't eat of. They could not eat of the tree of life. If they had, they, because that would have been consumed with the body, would have been forever in that body. So God kept them from being in that body. Why? Because wages of sin is death. That's the separation of that real person in me, spirit, because God is a spirit. We're made in His image. His image is not a body. His image is a spirit. Jesus, for an example, existed throughout all eternity past. But His body was formed inside of Mary by God the Father, but it did not happen before that. So we know that He didn't have a body till 2,000 years ago. He became the Son of Man 2,000 years ago, but He was the Son of God throughout all eternity past. And now He was the only begotten Son of God. That is the Holy Spirit coming upon Mary, formed the seed inside Mary, and the Father followed this progression the whole 9 months, every step of the way to develop this body. And then He was born the Son of God without a sin nature. But it was that God then, He came and declared Him. But He had to have a body because the man in His body had to pay a price. The wages of sin was death. He would be separated from God forever in the lake of fire. Now His spirit, because He said, in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. Well, the day that they ate of the fruit, their body did not die that very moment, become just dead like we think of dead today. But their spirit was separated from God, and they were doomed for hell unless there was some way for them to be saved from it. God became a man, Jesus Christ. And so in becoming a man, He was able in His body to take what our sin demanded before an all-holy God. And when He did that, then these bodies could be put off and then our spirits, through having received him through repentance and faith because of the finished work of Jesus Christ in paying our penalty in full and shedding his blood, pure blood, for us, now we could have a body that is fashioned likened unto his glorious body and not this old body that we inhabit right now. So again, although he existed in eternity past, he always existed as a spirit, because God is a spirit, and Jesus is God. The Trinity that we speak of are three divine persons in one divine essence. That's the Trinity, that is God. And so, again, he was always God throughout eternity past. But he did not become the human flesh Son of God until he was born in Bethlehem as far as a fleshly Son of God. Only then he became God's only begotten Son. And that's amazing, because he was always his Son in spirit, but now he's a Son in flesh too. And the great thing about that is, because he is, and he'll remain forever in that flesh, because we are joint heirs with Christ, therefore we'll live forever. Because we are joint heirs with him if we're saved. So that's amazing. In Philippians 2, 5 through 8, it says this, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant. And he was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Now, my friend, whether you know it or not, that is quite quite powerful. I mean, he died for me. He could have called 12 legions of angels, but instead he died for me. In the midst of that human suffering that he was suffering in our behalf, this one who took on flesh, came the only begotten Son, with one purpose, to come and suffer for me, to have the fullness of the wrath of not a man, the wrath of God poured out upon him. That's what brought the sweat drops as if they were blood when he was in the garden. What God in his love did was to send his only begotten Son into the world. That leads to a second point. Why did God do this? Well, the short answer is that he loves us. But he did this in love that we might have life through him. That's what the second part of verse 9 says. This was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world. And that last phrase of verse 9, that we might have life through him. Isn't that great? I mean, my friend, that is wonderful. I mean, that is truly, truly wonderful. That is full of wonder that he would do that for us. And my friend, that is why we name sin. This is why we preach that there is a literal hell. Now, again, some say, well, look, folks already know they're sinners. Jesus told them. He told the woman in John 8, go and sin no more. He brought her sin before her eyes in leading her to repent. As John 4 and the woman at the well, as we've already said on several times now in this study. But both of those people knew their sin. They both knew what it deserved, but Jesus still named it. modern, blended, and contemporary philosophy thinks that is wrong. But Jesus got it right. He's never wrong. So let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. God created hell, but man in hell was not the original intent of God. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, we read this. Then shall he say also unto them on his left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. God made it so bad that it torments those super spirits. That's why Gadarene, the legion of devils, wanted to go into a herd of swine rather than to be sent to that place before the time. That's why in 2 Peter 3:9 it says, The Lord is not willing for us to perish. He says, The Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing for any to perish, but that all should come to repentance. He doesn't want anybody to go to hell. So he came to pay our wages for sin, for the wages of sin is death, final complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. He knew the horrors of hell. That's why it is said that as far as recorded preaching in the Bible, Jesus preached more on hell than any other person that preached in the Bible. Sin's wages are clearly seen. In Romans 3:23 it says, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and Jesus is the glory of God, and we've all come short of that. And those wages were death. Romans 5:12 says, Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Therefore, we inherited a sin nature because the first man, Adam, sinned. Now, we're different than angels. Whereas we are procreated, that is, men and women have children together. Angels, each of them were created individually. Therefore, if angels could be saved, Jesus would have had to suffer for them, each individual angel, as he did for us. And probably even greater because they have the greater light. Now, Adam, as the father of our race, so too Jesus is the second Adam, the father of those who, through repentance and faith, receive the blessed payment of the blood of Christ for our sin.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.